In our previous lesson, we talked about how that Peter needed to find that humility goes a long ways in the kingdom of God. In fact, the impetuous braggart came to learn and to experience God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. But there were other lessons that Peter needed to learn before he was to be let loose into the world to represent the kingdom of heaven. Peter needed to learn about grace, forgiving grace. Peter was forever asking questions. There was the pointed one that he put to Jesus about the matter of forgiveness, probably because he found it difficult to forgive his enemies as the master had been teaching. What a new concept of the forgiving grace of Jesus Peter received in reply to his question. Lord, how often shall a brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? How grateful we are that the disciples' thoughts on forgiveness was different from those of the master. Peter had learned to forgive as his master forgave. So, what is the measure of divine forgiveness? It means more than getting rid of resentment or grudge. It represents a complete reconciliation. As far as the East is from the West, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. Christ's forgiveness of us cost Him all the shame and sacrifice of the cross. It would have been a poor outlook for Peter himself had there been any natural or numerical limit to forgiveness. Had Jesus accepted Peter's limits on forgiveness, he would never have entered into the kingdom of God. Sin and Simon needed the grace that never wearies of forgiving and will forever remain a monument of the patience and the pardoning love of Christ. Sinning and falling again and again, he needed the 70 times 7, and so do you and I. Unable to fully understand that the divine commandment is exceedingly broad, Peter might have felt that there must be some limit to the way of dealing with a brother who has sinned against him. So use this number, suggesting a limit. Did Peter have in mind the prophet's reference that for three transgressions and for four, punishment should not be turned away, as recorded in Amos, the first chapter? Our Lord's reply, 70 times 7, implies that no line should be drawn in our forgiveness, just as he recognizes no numerical standard. As there is no boundary to God's forgiveness of us, there should be none in our forgiveness of others. I have heard preachers talk about the God of the second chance, but I am here to tell you he is much more than the God of a second chance. My God is a God of another chance. If he was just a God of a second chance, I'd have been doomed long ago. I burned through that second chance many years ago. But praise God, he is the God of another chance. No matter how many times you fall or fail or sin, if you will repent, God will give you another chance and wipe the slate clear. That's why they call it Amazing Grace.
He said, I'm dying to tell you I love you. Dying to bring you life anew. I want grace can do.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.